Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a windy Tuesday, tax deadline day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Imagine you got your taxes done already, taken care of?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago.
Not for me. Still finishing. Right. In fact, yesterday, for whatever reason, looking around, I'm like, that mortgage, whatever we'd paid on the interest for the mortgage loan, that was, had to go retrieve that yesterday. Somehow that got discarded. So got that. And yeah, I have until midnight tonight. We owe, but not as much as in past years. So.
All right. So is that typical of you to push it right up to the deadline?
What do you think?
Yes, I believe that's true of you. And likewise, I believe it's true of me that I'd get mine done as soon as I can.
I know.
It does reflect our personality.
I know people like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Working on, I mean, it's working on procrastination is kind of a lifelong thing, I guess.
Sure.
So, anyhow.
I mean, it's not like you're late.
Yeah, it's not like I'm late, exactly.
Right.
Well, it kind of goes back to school. I can remember that with papers and stuff like that. So.
Right, right.
Well, we got a compliment yesterday from Keith in Owen. He had sent, he said, while listening to music the other night, heard an old song from Casting Crowns, Love Them Like Jesus, made me think of you in the best 5 minutes of the day.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. That's what we're shooting for, is really pushing the idea of love.
And, you know, I was listening to, trying to find them, the actual lyrics here from Casting Crowns to just briefly... I can see the video looks inspiring, but they say the love of her life is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand. You're straining for words. You're trying to make sense of it all. She's desperate for hope. Darkness clouding her view. She's looking to you. Just love her like Jesus. Carry her to him. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves her. Stay by her side and love her like Jesus. That's, well, thank you, Keith. Appreciate
that. Yeah. I really like that line in there that you don't have to have the answers for all of life. Yeah, I think so often we get this idea that we need to be the possessors of all the answers. So that, you know, when people come to us, that we can fill them in on everything they need to know. And I don't know that that's true. I think what they need is presence. They need care. They need love. They need kindness.
And not only, I mean, I think first and foremost, I think we as believers can feel like that spiritually, right? Like we need to be Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible answer man.
Yep.
But also, I think then it also is, Dan White had a post yesterday. It's like, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. It's really okay. And that was, I gave that a big heart emoji because I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
We're not, it's, you know, true. We act like we're all of a sudden everybody on Facebook, there's an expert on everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, the irony, though, is that a lot of times true experts are dismissed these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who actually possess expertise in areas are like, well, no, I did my own research. And that's a different thing, right? And maybe we should listen to experts sometimes.
Maybe we should. All right. Well, again, your book and devotions go with it. Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Originally, this was going to all be one volume, but they're two separate, right?
Yeah. And I don't even remember why I decided to split that out. You know, I think it was I was going through Notes from the Upper Room, and I was like, you know, I really would like to kind of tease this out verse by verse. And so I kind of decided, hey, let's write this book two ways. You know, it's like omelet and fried eggs. You know, you get it two ways. So
you wrote almost 130 devotions on all the verses in these five chapters, John 13 through 17. Do you feel out of practice with that? Because you showed you could do it.
Yeah, I do. I feel out of practice with writing altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay. I was very consistent for a while, and now I'm not.
So. Yeah. All right, here we go. John 17, 13. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled themselves. The words of Jesus. So what's your devotion on that one?
And it says, Jesus was often teaching his disciples about God, but his instruction was never merely about doctrinal precision nor basic instructions before leaving earth. His words were intended to kindle joy. It is doctrinally true that Jesus died for our sins and that we are all justified by his blood. More importantly, though, our justification can be a source of profound delight if we allow it to be. It is doctrinally true that our identity is united with Christ, yet there is no greater joy than reveling in this reality. And then the prayer I wrote says, Jesus, your words about who you are and what you've done are cause for elation. Yet too often the doctrines of the faith are disconnected from the life I actually live. Help me to know the true and palpable joy that is found in you.
Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts when you go back and read these words of yours from several years ago?
You know, as somebody who was very much committed to being right about doctrine for many years, I'm encouraged by these words. I think because it's, you know, if it's not changing how we live and love, we're missing the point.
Huh. Yeah. So something to chew on today from John 17:13. Thank you, friend. Saw this great post on the WIB Facebook page yesterday, worth sharing, kind of a guide through Easter week, Palm Sunday, which you were probably in church for this past Sunday. Jesus entered Jerusalem. We had the adults and kids and the palms going up and down the aisles, as is so common in so many churches. Had that at Valley Brook and Eau Claire. Holy Monday, yesterday, Jesus freed the sacrificed animals and cleansed the temple. Holy Tuesday, that's today. Jesus taught at the temple. Tomorrow, Holy Wednesday, a disciple named Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus for pieces of silver, 30 pieces of silver. Maundy Thursday, a couple of days away, the Last Supper with the disciples, Jesus washes their feet. On Good Friday, Jesus, the Son of God, the sinless Son of God, the miracle-working teacher, the only sinless one, he was crucified on a cross between two thieves, shedding truly innocent blood for the first time in history, and darkness covered the earth. On Holy Saturday, Jesus rested in the tomb, and then Resurrection Sunday. We know it is Easter. Jesus is risen. His death, burial, and resurrection paid for our sins and gives all who believe in him eternal life that Jesus said begins now, right? John 17:3. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, a guide to Holy. Check it out on the WIB Facebook page. And today's number is 4. Not thinking of Brett Favre. That's the number of years it took both Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg to become billionaires after their companies went public.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
McDonald's having a birthday.
Yes, the golden arches everywhere. You know how they've said for so many years how many served millions and billions now? Well, it all started 70 years ago today, April 15th, 1955.
Yeah, when a milkshake machine salesman opened his first McDonald's in a Chicago suburb and began turning a small chain of hamburger stands into an empire that would include over 41,000 restaurants in 119 countries.
Yes, Mickey D's 70 years old today. In the early 1950s, Ray Kroc traveled to San Bernardino, California to find out why in the world Richard and Maurice Mack McDonald bought 10 milkshake mixing machines for their hamburger stand.
Yeah, I saw a revolutionary method for preparing food called the Speedy Service System, SSS, and decided it could be replicated all over the country.
Kroc formed a partnership with the brothers before buying them out in 1961. Now, again, if you've seen that movie, it tells a little bit of a, I don't know, slightly different tale where you feel a little bit differently about that. But anyway, 70 years old, so there you go.
It is a great business movie, I think.
It really is.
And gives you that perspective. Michael Keaton is a fantastic actor.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, too, where, again, I haven't researched enough personally to know if there were liberties taken. But it is a very fascinating story. Absolutely.
But it was the McDonald brothers and ultimately Kroc liked their idea. And they, as articulated there, and I've heard elsewhere, I mean, they were not necessarily ones who were looking to franchise it.
He did. That's the thing. He had the vision for it. It's hey, what you're doing here could be replicated all over the country, all over the world, and that's what happened.
I would say he franchised it.
Indeed.
Caleb, it has been a minute since we played Tuesday Trivia.
But we are back here today, and we've got a great prize for you. How about two different prizes? One is a value basket from Culver's. Enjoy a free regular value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. And, I'd certainly go with the Culver's Deluxe. You might go with, like, the Mushroom and Swiss, but enjoy that value basket. And how about along with that, Heaven on My Mind, the brand new album from Toby Mac. So
you
can listen
package
to that new album from Toby Mac on your way to get some free Culver's. If you can solve this, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. The question is this. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this during their lifetime. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of what during their lifetime?
That's a pretty good sized amount, 200 pounds.
Yeah. Again, if you're typical, during your lifetime, you'll eat 200 pounds of what 715-723-2555 for the Culver's Value Basket and the brand new album from Toby Mac.
Caleb, without looking, you have no idea. Who do you think might be the first caller? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Man, I mean, Tony from Menominee comes to mind. Yeah. Paul from Willard comes to mind, but I'm going to say Tammy from Wausau.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tammy from Wausau.
There you go.
There we go. Do I get a prize? Tammy, what do you have for me?
You get to go out with whoever wins the Culver's. All right, what's your guess?
Go ahead, Tammy.
How about cheese?
Cheese. 200 pounds of cheese during their life.
Sorry.
I feel like some Wisconsinites might get a good start on that every single year. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of what during the course of their life? 715-723-2555. Join Tammy with a guess.
Yeah, that was a great first guess here in the cheese state. 723-2555. Maybe you forgot the call-in number. We give the listener line number a lot, but this is the direct call-in number to get you on the air right now. 723-2555.
A chance to win Toby Mac's brand new album and a Culver's Value Basket. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this, of what, during their lifetime.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it sugar?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tiffany from Osseo.
Okay.
Good to hear from Osseo. Is it sugar?
Not sugar.
Not sugar. 715-723-2555.
I'd be glad if it was only 200 pounds. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Caroline, we got a good connection. What's your guess?
Is it ketchup?
Is it ketchup?
Huh, that's kind of random.
Sure, okay, yeah, all right. I can see that. And a little squirt of ketchup here and there and then adds up to 200 pounds over the lifetime. Not that. Thank you, Caroline. Good to hear from Rice Lake. So we've heard from Osseo, Wausau, Rice Lake. Good cross-section so far of Western and Central Wisconsin, the WIV listening area.
One of the benefits of Tuesday Trivia, get to do our unofficial roll call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Anthony from Barron.
Hi, Anthony. What's your guess?
Is it bugs?
Bugs.
200 pounds of bugs. The average person may be thinking globally.
Maybe unwittingly. Sure.
Yeah, could that be it? It's not bugs.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this, of what, during the course of their life.
I just want to say it didn't bug me that you answered it that way, though, Anthony. 723-2555. No callers at the moment, so you go to the front of the line at 723-2555.
A chance to win a Culver's Value Basket and the brand new album, Heaven on My Mind, from Toby Mac.
It's a great prize package. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, WWIB.
Hi. Okay.
Oh, our first dial tone. We haven't had that for a while.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Acosta. I'm calling from Wabasha.
Wabasha? Man, we haven't heard from Wabasha in, a coon's age.
Thank you for calling. And Acosta, go right ahead. What's your guess?
Is it chocolate?
200 pounds of chocolate. Could that be it for the prize package? Not it. Sorry. Thanks for calling.
I'll be going through Wabasha on Wednesday afternoon. Huh. So
we'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Ann, what do you think?
Lettuce.
200 pounds of lettuce.
Salads and on burgers and what have you.
Could that be it? Sorry.
A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this during their lifetime.
Two more guesses to see if we'll move on. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Caroline from Rice Lake again.
All right, Caroline.
Is it salt?
Got a guess of sugar. Is it salt?
Yeah. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not it.
One last try before we move on to 8:15 or later. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Keith from Olin.
All right, Keith.
And I'm going to say dirt.
Dirt. 200 pounds of dirt. Maybe you get a lot of that during your toddler years.
That would be a surprise answer if that was it. And it's not. Sorry.
You know what's good? Dirt cake. Delicious. Mashed up the Oreos and pudding and maybe put some gummy worms in there.
Something like that, yeah.
Very good. I didn't mean like actual dirt. No.
Although,
this goes back to the whole sugar thing.
The kids will serve up right out of the sandbox something
Indeed.
For you sometimes.
Tuesday Trivia continues here in the WIV Wake Up Show. Your chance this morning to win the brand new album Heaven on My Mind from Toby Mac, plus a Culver's Value Basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. But you have to answer our question, 715-723-2555. Here it is. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this during their lifetime. During the course of their life, a typical person will eat 200 pounds of what? 715-723-2555 for that brand new album from Toby Mac and the Culver's Value Basket. We've heard from Wausau, Osseo, Rice Lake, Barron, Wabasha, Chippewa Falls, and Owen. No one got the correct answer. Guesses include cheese, sugar, ketchup, bugs, chocolate, lettuce, salt, and dirt.
Hmm.
Some of those sound more appetizing than others.
Well, I'll tell you what, this listener thinks they know. They've been on hold for several minutes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Costa calling from Wabasha.
All right, Costa, what do you think?
What do you think?
Is it meat?
Meat. Just straight up meat. Over 200 pounds of meat during their lifetime. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Typical person will eat 200 pounds of what during their life?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bread.
Did you hear that as a guess? I missed it.
I think I heard bread.
All right, anybody else? Sounds like some laughter. Yeah.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Kylie from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Kylie from Chippewa Falls. Is it bread?
Is that what you're saying, bread?
Is it bread?
Not bread.
Not bread. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Typical person will eat 200 pounds of what during their lifetime?
There's only so many foods. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Emil from Ladysmith. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Emil. Good. What do you think?
Is it spiders?
Is it
spiders? I know I lost something when you're sleeping with your mouth open.
Okay.
So yeah. Crawl in there.
Yeah. Wow, that would be
200 pounds of spiders in your life.
That would be disturbing,
Hopefully
Emil.
There's protein.
If that is it, did you somehow pull out our surprise answer here? Sorry, you didn't.
Not it. And again, some of the, we've had guesses that are food related. We had guesses like dirt and spiders and bugs. So...
We sure have. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tiffany from Osseo.
All right, what do you think?
Butter?
Is it butter? 200 pounds of butter.
We love our butter, our margarine. I had some on an English muffin this morning.
It's what, 800 sticks?
Could that be it? No.
Not it. Thank you, Tiffany. 715-723-2555. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of this during their lifetime.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gideon from... Pepin.
Gideon, hi. Did you have a birthday recently?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Is it hot sauce?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
200 pounds of hot sauce. Could that be it? It's not it, sorry.
Not it, but yeah, hot sauce, that can really add some great flavor.
Mm-hmm. All right, three more to see if we get a winner before 8:45. Otherwise, we move back there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Todd from Rice Lake.
All right, Todd, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I'm going to go with butter.
That was just guessed. What do you think, Todd? You can have a bonus guess here.
I'm on a delay. How about 200 pounds of pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, boy. I think Caleb has said that's his favorite food, and it is good.
So good.
Could that be it? Not 200 pounds of pizza.
All right, two guesses left. A typical person will eat 200 pounds of what during the course of their life?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pat from Rice Lake.
What do you think, Pat?
I think it's ice cream.
That hasn't been guessed yet. Yeah, is it ice cream?
Sorry, Pat. Down to our last guess. Otherwise, it moves back to 8:45 or shortly thereafter. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm calling from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hi. Is it dirt?
Is it dirt? That's like, yeah, believe it or not,
that's
that has been
guess
guessed
this
already.
Morning, but...
Do you have a second guess, Sherry?
I'm going to say peanuts.
Going to say, so just kind of throwing it out there.
Throwing out peanuts.
Yeah.
Could peanuts, 200 pounds of peanuts for the average person in their lifetime?
You're absolutely right. You're the winner of a wonderful
Oh, that was the wildest guess.
Are you kidding me? We thought this would take longer.
Oh, that was the wildest guess in the world.
If it's not dirt, it's got to be peanuts.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Sherry, you win. We've got a Culver's Value Basket for you and a Toby Mac CD. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. This is my lucky day.
I guess so.
Last call in this segment, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. We'll work out the details on how to get the prize to you. In the meantime, weather bottom of the hour here. Yeah, peanuts, Caleb, 200 pounds of peanuts.
Indeed. Crazy things done behind the wheel. Truckers were asked to describe some of the oddest, weirdest things they've seen other people doing out there on the road, and these are indeed odd, Halvo.
Yeah, they are. For instance, one trucker says, he's like, this woman had her baby in the front seat next to her and was changing the baby's diaper while she was driving.
you are not in that much of a hurry. You just can't be in that much of a hurry. Just be safe. Another trucker said, I saw a gentleman one time in a Suburban and he had a full-size piano keyboard sitting between the two seats. He was using his right hand to play it while he was going down the road. Got a song in my head and I just got to get it out.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. All right, another trucker says, I've seen a lot of people sewing or knitting while they're driving. And you know, he says, that takes two hands.
The scary thing is that he says, yeah, I've seen a lot.
I know.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, knitting and sewing is great, but man, don't have to multitask. Crazy things that people do behind the wheel, according to truckers, things they've actually seen. One says, I was in Indiana or Ohio, one of those, and a woman was driving down the road, steering with her elbows, eating a bowl of soup.
Okay, wow. Steering with her elbows. My, that,
okay,
don't
that's
try
a talent.
That. Don't yeah. try that at home, folks. All right, a couple of more. One trucker says, what I see all the time is women steering with their knee with the makeup mirror in one hand and a brush in the other, putting on eyeshadow and blush and going 70 miles an hour. The trucker says usually they're going back and forth across the line, running over and hitting the rumble strips. I blow the horn at them.
Oh, goodness. Ladies, ladies. But don't think the guys are exempt. One more crazy thing seen on the road from truckers. Weird things behind the wheel. And this trucker says one guy actually had a paperback book taped to his steering wheel. It would move when he turned the wheel.
Wow.
Just really want to read this novel.
There you go. Some strange things. You know, it's the end of the show. It'll be interesting to hear what other people may have seen on the roadways.